This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just want to mention that tomorrow is Gwyneth. Thursday, Kyle will be joining me. Friday, it'll be me for hour one and tips from the book. Hour number two, Bert will be at the front of the class. Rich Sheban's with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. Again, I really appreciate you allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right, which was granted to us by over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for our freedoms and liberty. Okay, next article. Montana is the first state to cancel unemployment benefits in response to unprecedented worker shortage. Now, I'm against this, Vince, and I'm against this because Governor Gianforte is doing so many good things and getting things so right, I'm afraid they're going to ask him to run for president, and we're going to lose him. So I think we're going to have a citizen review board to keep Governor Gianforte in Montana. So if anybody from the governor's office is listening, please tell him that USAprepares.com and the country really thanks him. And, you know, regarding this, when you eliminate work participation and you increase minimum wage, what you're really doing is destroying small business. And that's what Montana is about, is small business. Right now we're about survival because this big fascist system, you're not even getting a job based on who you are. You're getting a job based on what group you're in with government and big corporations. So work has been delegitimized. So what Governor Gianforte has done is excellent. Okay, next. Citizen group in Arizona drops mother of all bombs, suing the state for 2018, 2019, and 2020 elections that were not in compliance with the law. How many times, I mean, speaking for myself, okay, I gave at least 1,200 different pieces of election fraud and foreign interference over the months, okay? From no chain of custody to dead people voting, illegal immigrants voting, you know, wrong dated ballots, no creases in the ballots. Laws changed, not by the state legislature, which is the way it's supposed to be as per the Constitution, but by everybody else and their cousin changing the laws. We don't have the jurisdiction to do it. So this is what we need to do, people. We need to create citizen review boards, and we need to create groups, because the 2018, 19, and 20 elections are invalid. They're null and void. And that's where America sits right now. Next, votes were intentionally switched. The number is massive. President Trump weighs in on Michigan election fraud case. Next, this U.S. Census Bureau confirms huge conflict in total number of voters in 2020 elections. See, nothing, everything is fake and phony today, folks. Everything. Everything is manufactured for the narrative. It doesn't matter if it's census, doesn't matter if it's voting, doesn't matter if it's laws, mainstream media with their propaganda hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a horse race because it's been drugged. Everything in America is now illegitimate. Next, 45% of East Coast gas supply is now shut off. I talked about this. They already have gas lines on the East Coast. And you got to look at all the underlying cases. You got to look at where they want to take the narrative. They want to eliminate commerce. They want to make everything shut down supply chains, just like the Straits of Hormuz, whatever that was. Do you really think all this is was it by accident? Hell no! It's all intentional, and they all have peripheral consequences. Like I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, when you raise the price of gas, you give an opportunity to bring in more expensive fuel under the guise of going green. And then you camouflage the inflation that's already there, that's going to get worse, that they can't stop, under the guise of a planned cyber attack. That everything is planned and scripted today, folks. Everything. Nothing is by accident. Every syllable that comes out of the politicians or mainstream media's mouth or Hollywood or even through subliminal messaging from movies and sitcoms, everything is planned to make you think and funneled and groomed and cultivated into a certain way. And you're going to love what the consequences are, because the next articles is worms for dinner. World Economic Forum promotes mealworms as new protein source in Europe's bid to reduce meat consumption. Do you really think that the Schwabs and Bezos and Rockefellers and Rothschilds of the world are going to be eating worms? Please, if you do, send me a check. I'm going to be sending you a virtual bridge. That's right. Next, restaurants owned by white men are last in line for relief under Biden's Restaurant Revitalization Fund. See, all these big, you know, gazillionaire white males who are controlling the narratives, who are controlling the corrupt system, the fascist system, the government, all these, the short list of white males are basically literally attacking poor and middle class white males. This is fraud. This is racketeering. This is about as illegal and unconstitutional as you can get, while they're legalizing voter fraud, buying up farmland, buying up land, and infiltrating every institution that America has. That's right. Next, smoking gun emails reveals how Milwaukee shared government election data with far-left groups, proves existence of massive ballot harvesting operation. Next, Washington Post shuts down presidential fact-checking of Joe Biden, but they didn't for Donald Trump. I think we can connect these dots, right, folks? Oh, and I got some good news here for you, people. Remember how the change in the rule of law with precedents? Well, the Democrats aren't paying their D.C. property taxes by the thousands, unpaid. The records show this. So guess what? Everybody in the 50 states and territories of the U.S., now, through precedent, you no longer have to pay your property taxes. Isn't this great news, folks? That's right. You don't have to pay your property taxes. Now, Vince, Vince, we've been on the air together, and we've both been on a lot of different broadcasts over that time for over 10 years now. If I was, let's say we knew each other even 20 years ago, and I was mentioning these articles, and let's say I was part of the mainstream media, which means I don't have any evidence, any facts to back them up, would you even talk to me? Because you would think I was out of my mind mentioning these factual articles that are in existence today. Vince, what do you think?
You know, okay, when we went to elementary school, I'm here.
Okay.
When we went to elementary school, middle school, high school, we were taught that, yes, you know, with hard work, results, you could be president. You know, the little guy could be president. And today, nothing is farther from the truth. You have no chance of being president. Absolutely none. Presidents are groomed within families, and those selections are already made at early ages as to who is going to be a potential presidential candidate. The rest of us don't have a chance. You know, Rich, you're talking about gasoline and the pipeline crisis. So I went to Amazon just now, and I typed in Amazon, gas can. you can buy 4 5-gallon gas cans for only $209.99. We have absolutely gone crazy. Those gas cans, 15 years ago, you could buy at Walmart for like $3.47. But people are so stupid. And this kind of ties to what Rich is saying, because the generally dumb public is taking us down. The generally dumb public wasn't smart enough to not pour gasoline on a hot engine, and they burned themselves. So they sued Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z, the gas can manufacturer. So the price of that $3.47 gas can is now four of them for $209.99 because of the legality involved in stupid people suing gas can manufacturers because they're not smart enough to know that gasoline is flammable. It says it on the can. It says it in the instructions when you buy your lawnmower. But people aren't smart enough to read. They aren't smart enough to pay attention. They didn't pay attention in school. And then the schools are saying, well, we don't need to teach you too much because you need to know about inclusiveness. You need to know fluffy stuff. And it's an outrage. And because of this, prices are being manipulated, and the generally dumb public doesn't know what to do about it. Now, if we all got together and said, we're not going to pay these prices, they would come down. And the reason I'm going here is I wanted to share a thought with you, Rich, and the class. So let's say gasoline became very hard to get, extremely hard to get in a particular area of the country. People would sell their houses because they couldn't get gasoline. And that's just one example of how prices can be manipulated, like real estate prices, by pulling away something that people want, like gasoline. Can you, Rich, envision that could actually happen, that gasoline could be withdrawn from a market like this pipeline and causing gas to be so hard to get people say, I'm going to move out of the Northeast or out of the Southeast because I can't get gasoline. I'll go out west where they have gasoline. I can envision that. Can you?
Well, absolutely. We talked about the agenda so many times on, you know, forced austerity, crashing the economy, delegitimizing work, all this stuff. We've talked about there's just so much you can talk about with 2 hours of a program. And I'll be honest with you, it's just
Let me give an example. So 2 days ago, I wanted to buy a part for our solar system. So I called this great big company. I mean, huge company in this particular industry, solar industry. And the receptionist answers the phone. She says, how can I direct your call? I said, I'd like to talk to a salesperson about buying this particular product. She says, hold on. Guy gets on the phone through voicemail and says, hey, this is Billy. Leave your name and number. I'll call you back. That's how professional Billy is. So I waited a day and I thought, I don't think he's going to call back. And I want to get this part. So I called that same company. I got the same gal at the control tower. How can I direct your call? And I said, I'd like to talk to a salesperson, please. I figure I'll get a different one. And this gal gets on the phone with a New York accent. And she says, hey, leave your name and number. I'll call you back. Doesn't even say who she is. So I hung up. You're talking about delegitimizing work? There's a perfect example. I wanted to buy rebar yesterday, reinforced bar for concrete, these 20-foot bars. I get a guy on the phone. He says, yeah, half inch or 24 feet long. There's no such thing as 24 feet long. They're 20 feet long. He doesn't even know what he's selling. It's everywhere you go. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So yesterday I called this concrete company and I wanted to buy some rebar. I wanted to check the price of concrete. And I asked for the price of concrete, a 3,500-pound mix. And I get $142 for a yard. It's crazy. And so I said, do you guys sell those reinforcing mats? So I called up and I asked, I called the main number. The guy says, I can't talk to you. You got to talk to a salesperson. Okay, do you have his number? He gives me his number. So I call the salesperson and I said, so what is the price of 3,500-pound concrete mix? Now, 3,500-pound is the strength. Okay? And he says, hold on. And he calls on another phone, puts him on speakerphone. He calls the guy I just talked to, the guy that said I had to talk to the salesperson. So the salesperson calls the guy at the main office, and he says, how much is 3,500-pound concrete? $142. So he goes, yeah, it's $142. Okay. Do you have those mats, those reinforcing mats? Yeah. How much are they? Hold on. So he said he talks to the guy at the central office and says, how much are those mats? $2,378. Okay, $2,378. And so I ask him, so what size are they? Hold on. What size are they? So every question I ask, he has to ask the guy that told me to talk to the salesperson. Finally, I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. So I finally said, okay, so the mat has squares. This is like those cattle panels, okay? And he goes, okay, so a 6x6 is $23.78. And I said, that means six inch by six inch squares of this steel. It's welded together into a mat, and it's 6 gauge, right? Yeah. Okay, so do you have a thinner gauge? Yeah. Hold on. Do we have a thinner gauge? How much is that? What? Oh, okay. So he says that's $43. Like, wait a minute, hold it. So the thinner gauge is twice the price of the thicker gauge? No, that's wrong. No, it's backwards. So he gives me the wrong information. He doesn't know what he's doing. He has to ask the guy who I called in the first place to get the information. He gets it wrong, gives it to me, and I finally said to him, you know what? I can't buy it from you. Your prices are crazy. You're way too expensive. You want to charge me about three times what I paid for it years ago. I'm not buying it from you. Thanks so much. And he was glad to get rid of me. That's what we're dealing with today. People at the other end of the phone, thank God they're at the other end of the phone, because they'd be strangled by the callers. We can't call someone who's competent anymore, who knows what in the heck they're supposed to be doing. I don't want to talk to some gal, pardon me for saying that, if you're from New York City, this gal from New York City that's representing this solar industry company, because she doesn't know what she's doing. She can't even say, hi, this is Gloria. I'm your salesperson. Please leave your name and number and I'll call you back. She can't even do that. She says, leave your name and number, I'll call you back. I'm not interested in dealing with anybody like that, because that tells me they don't know what they're doing. So, Rich, that is the exclamation point of what you have been saying for 10 years. Here we are.
Absolutely. You know, this is why I connect a lot of these dots of common sense, logic, and true value, not trumping laziness, indifference, corruption, manipulation, the manufacturing of illusions, basically delegitimizing work, demanding to lower the bars of standards. When you do that, you only create wealth inequality for the beneficiaries, which is the elite. You give liability immunity to the elite. The people who get targeted with no protection rights and restitution are the little guys. The free lunch goes to the big guys. And then they use divide and conquer strategies in order to hide their crimes. This is what, it's just like you mentioned about, Vince, the gas can and the suits. Well, there's an article by Peloton recalls all their treadmills after only dozens of injuries and one death. Now, I want you to, I'm going to shift to healthcare here, only because, if it's okay with you, Vince, because we're running out of time. The next article, I'm going to mention two articles here, or as many as I can before the break. Vaccine Holocaust now accelerating. VAERS data shows a nearly 4,000% increase in vaccine deaths in 2021 so far versus the entire year of 2020. And if you read this article further, there's one line in here that says it's likely that 50,000 Americans have already been killed by COVID vaccine. And even Dr. McCullough, who's a best-selling author, who took down Monsanto's glyphosate product Roundup, he basically said that in these COVID-19 experimental injections will kill more people than the virus. We'll be right back after this break, folks. But yet, yep,
another broadcast violating YouTube policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump, and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration said Monday that children 12 to 15 years of age are now eligible to receive a key COVID-19 vaccine, as the agency expanded its emergency use authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Clinical trials found 100% efficacy and robust antibodies response in study participants that were 12 to 15 years of age. A final vote for its use is expected Wednesday. Virginia Republicans have chosen businessman and first-time political candidate Glenn Youngkin to be their nominee for governor. Mr. Youngkin on the Royal Examiner.
I started to really assess what was going on in Virginia, and I looked at our economy, and I looked at what's happened at the consistent threat to our constitutional rights and our God-given rights, and saw people out of work, and I was so frustrated with my home state. You know, I'm a homegrown Virginian.
USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
More COVID-19 messaging from government officials. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said over the weekend that it was time to start relaxing indoor mask regulations, emphasizing that as more people get vaccinated, the less those mandates will be needed. Dr. Francis Collins agrees. The head of the National Institutes of Health tells CNBC that infection rates in a community will likely determine how fast public health measures can be pulled back.
Well, CDC has a tough job here to try to give the best possible guidance to everybody when, in fact, the frequency with which the virus is circulating in communities is not all the same. Certainly, as that goes down, as more vaccinations get put in place, and we're on a pretty good path here, we should be able to see CDC relax those indoor mask guidance. And right now, of course, you can gather with other people who you know have been immunized in small groups. My wife and I have been able to have small dinners with people that we were quite comfortable with because we knew they'd also had their shots.
Before COVID-19 ravaged the world, Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases provided the money for coronavirus research at China's Wuhan Institute. The question now, could a Fauci-funded experiment be the source of the COVID-19 pandemic? The Wall Street Journal and Fox News are leaning in that direction. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Nicholas Wade, argues that the Chinese lab is the most likely source of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, did you hear what I think I heard that at the bottom of the hour news that Dr. Fauci was involved in funding a lab in China, in Wuhan, and that the Chinese lab is the most likely source of the China virus? Did you hear that?
Well, yes. In fact, by golly, what a coincidence. I have a couple articles on that right now. He even said that we're not going to get to close to normal until next Mother's Day, until everybody gets vaccinated. How do you like that? They're going to come to your house and vaccinate you. And China admits to developing the COVID-19 bioweapon with Fauci and Gates. Unbelievable. Can you imagine my shock? And then here's another article right here. Fauci deliberately released COVID-19 from the Wuhan lab. Even the mainstream media is now trying to quietly report on this. Can you believe it? Vince, how is this guy on the streets. How is he allowed to be free? How? How?
Does this sound like what could emerge from this, and I'm not advocating this, class, that there could be an exchange of vaccinations, meaning that people that come to individual houses to force vaccinate people will be in turn vaccinated themselves from afar, meaning, you know, lead vaccinations? Can you see this coming, class? Am I the only one with an imagination? Rich, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, Vince, we don't need an imagination. I got an article right in front of me here about this doctor, a pediatrician, who they put him in this Nature magazine, this journal, and he's calling for violent arrest of anybody who won't accept injections containing mercury and other things. Basically, we've read articles about pediatricians who are also pedophiles. I'm not saying this guy is one. I'm just reading this article that's published in the public domain and how this journal Nature picked up this story while this pediatrician is calling for violent arrests of anybody who won't accept injections. Think about this. This is why I mentioned earlier in the broadcast the Nuremberg trial from 1945. Okay, this is against the Nuremberg Code. All of this is. Hermann Göring, I'm going to be repetitive here. He answered a question that he received. How did you convince the German people to accept all this? His reply, and this is a quote, it was easy and has nothing to do with Nazism. The only thing a government needs to turn people into slaves is fear. If you can find something to scare them, you can make them do anything you want. This is why it's so important we read, we research, and you verify. I don't care if anybody doesn't believe a word that we say. Read, research, and verify. This is part of the PIC acronym I talk about, okay? We need intelligence. We need courage. We need patriotism. We have to research. We have to read. We have to verify these things. If we all did this, there wouldn't be these stories. Now, Vince, I know we have way less than a half an hour left. Would you mind if I went into healthcare?
Please do. I just have one quick quote. Quote, how fortunate for governments that people they administer don't think, end quote. Adolf Hitler, back to you.
Absolutely. Next article. Salk Institute science paper reveals the COVID spike protein is what's causing deadly blood clots. And Sherry Tenpenny, just came out with a list of 20 reasons for not taking this shot. I read them, and there was a copyright on them, so I'm not going to read them over the air. It's up to you to do the research. It shouldn't be hard to find people. Next, children are far more likely to die from diarrhea than COVID-19. Next, 35 years old, dies of brain hemorrhage days after receiving the J&J vaccine. Next, PCR swab particles act as an asbestosis in human body. This is from a physician. We've mentioned articles like this before. Next, doctor refuses to accept patients who got vaccinated for COVID-19 because there's a lot of information coming out about transmission from other people to other people because it's reducing immune systems. It's destroying antibodies. Okay, we need to get a look at the list of 20 from Dr. Tenpenny. It would take me probably an hour to go through it all. It's up to you to do your research. Next, after running out of people willing to take the COVID shot, Baltimore, that's Maryland, is resorting to shaming. Do you think that if there was legitimacy in this, they wouldn't have to do? They would still be doing this. It's just like the election fraud, people. If it was true facts and legitimate and honest, the certain powers that be wouldn't be trying to stop it. Next, AP says COVID-19 reactions Are you sitting down, people? This is a warning. I've got to disclose a warning here because you might faint when you hear what AP says about the COVID-19 vaccine, that reactions are caused by anxiety and are simply the product of imagination. So when I talked about the tens of thousands of deaths recorded, admitted by the U.S. and Europe, and all the neurological and immunological disorders, all the side effects, all the fainting, all the memory loss, all the Alzheimer's and dementia that they're tying it to, never mind all these deaths. Can you believe it? Now, all these deaths, they're a product of your imagination. So for those of you who lost loved ones and they died, tell them and yourself it's a product of your imagination. Can you believe this, people? This is the AP. Everybody at every institution is bought and paid for. They're involved. They're tied to one another. Next. Ophthalmologists now ethically obligated to denounce COVID vaccine shots as 20,000-plus new eye disorders are reported. Oh, you don't need your eyes. No problem. If you have good vision, you must be a racist. Next. Dr. Fauci is finding gruesome University of Pittsburgh study skinning scalps off of aborted babies and growing them on lab rats. That little bit of silence was for effect. These are all published articles in the public domain. Next, meet your automated totalitarian medical police state. John Hopkins demands AI robots and drones enforce COVID vaccinations. They're all in on it, people. All of it. It's about the agenda, and it's not going to be pretty. Next, town bribes high school students into getting COVID shot with a $10,000 raffle. Can't make this stuff up. Vaccinated people now being tested at 28 PCR cycles, which almost guarantees a negative result. See, they changed the unit of measure on these phony PCR tests. It's just like creating the narrative. Then they create the fake phony evidence and fake phony facts. That's how they do it. That's how they monitor fear. Remember what they said at the Nuremberg trial about Hermann Göring. That's how you create slaves. That's how you control the people, is scare them with something that they don't want. This is how they do it, folks. Okay. Next. New Jersey doctor dies of COVID on trip to India after getting both Pfizer shots in the U.S. Next, Australian man dies of massive blood clot filing coronavirus vaccination. Next, Norwegian health agency recommends banning AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine due to blood clots. Next, pharmacist inspects J&J COVID vaccine insert, finds out it's completely blank. So never mind about the side effects, the adverse events, the contraindications, you know, the LD50, forget about anything. Nothing matters because now the inserts for the vaccines are showing up blank. Vince, do you have a comment on that before I move on?
No, I'm just enjoying your monologue. But
yeah, well,
I guess caveat emptor, buyer beware. And it's back to this. You can't believe anything. Just like I can't put any faith whatsoever in the salesperson with the rebar or the concrete products. I have no faith in them. You should have no faith in anything that you hear in the media or that you read. You're absolutely right. And, Rich, it takes a long time for people to hear it over and over and over again to actually believe that what you're saying is true. But it is true. Class, it's true, but you have to do your own research. Please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. And this is why I talk about published articles in the public domain. I know I say that a lot as a disclaimer. I want people to realize that if they did their reading and research, they would know I'm not making this up. But this is why I talk so much about the entitled victim group status and how certain groups demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations. When you eliminate hard work, proven results, and qualifications, you delegitimize work, you delegitimize value, you target the wrong people, and you enable and protect the most corrupt with liability immunity. This is what happens. This is why I connect the dots. When you eliminate the rule of law for precedence, this is what happens. When you allow the elite to create divide and conquer strategies, and while they're giving themselves the biggest entitlements, the biggest inheritances, the biggest nepotism in the amount of jobs with their connections for white males, and selling you out to the highest bidder, this is what happens. This is why we need to call, we need to have practice what you preach laws. This is why I talk about creating, getting the people together and having ideas and solutions conferences. This is why I talk about getting your kids out of public schools and having and getting neighborhoods together to actually teach. You know, it's not hard. Get people who have 15 years of private sector experience and doesn't teach social and political indoctrination. It's not a genius. You know, you don't have to have, we have an invasion of open borders, for crying out loud. Teaching little kids to have sex with anybody. Listen, if it's adult mutual consensual sex, most Americans don't have a problem with that. But when you're sexualizing your children with drag queen story hour and teaching little boys to give BJs and everything else and eliminating gender and having four-year-olds choose their own gender and schools giving them drugs without parental approval, you're literally giving no rights for the teachings in school for parents. Hormone-blocking drugs without the parents knowing about it? I mean, this is a joke. You can't even say man, boy, girl, woman, male, female. Come on. I wonder why the units of measures of despair. Yeah.
There is no choosing of gender. You get what you get, period. That's the way it is. Anything else is a lie.
And this is where I'm asking everybody to send me a check so I can send them a virtual bridge. We'll be right back. With the last segment, and I got a few more articles, Vince, I want to rip out before the end of the broadcast.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Richard, just have one very quick question for you. I said in the last segment, there is no choosing of gender. You get what you get, period. Any comments?
Yeah, I said, then you can please send me a check and I'll send you a bridge.
Okay, so you agree with me?
What, that you can't choose gender?
Yeah, you cannot choose your gender. You get what you get.
Well, of course. I mean, that's, okay. You get male or female. I mean, this is all part of the brainwashing. This is all part of, when you look at the statistics, look at math, look at trends, okay? 40% of transgenders are committing suicide. Basically, when you teach gender reassignment to little kids and give them enforced drag queen story hour time down their throat, it creates confusion under the guise of so-called equality. It creates distractions. It's a depopulation method. It eliminates family. It's all by design, Vince.
Yeah, and children should be learning the basics: reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, etc. That's what they should be learning. That's what they should be studying. But instead, we have derailed them, and it's wrong. It's immoral to have done what we are allowing to continue. Please continue, Rich.
Thank you, sir. All right, next article, folks. We're running into seconds here. Doctor mocks vaccine skeptics, then dies after taking the COVID vaccine as media scrubs wrongful death case. Next article. Chinese military discussed weaponizing COVID in 2014 to cause the enemy's medical system to collapse. Do I need to spell that out or even connect the dots here, folks? Wake up. Next, Pfizer vaccine causes catastrophic damage to every system of your body. This is a study. Next, ivermectin proven to defeat COVID in peer-reviewed study. Think about this, folks. Do we really have a vaccine, a pandemic? Do we need this emergency authorization shoved down our throats when we had therapeutics like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, never mind vitamin D, zinc, budesonide, azithromide, all these other therapeutics that we have options for? How can we allow announce new changes in COVID reporting protocol under these? See, it's not about following science. It's about following a script. and consolidating power, money, and control. That's exactly what it's about, folks. Next, Chile has highest vaccine rate in the world, and COVID cases are suddenly surging. There's also a small country off the east coast of Africa that's having the same problems. Have you noticed that COVID cases are surging in areas that have had the most vaccination? Connect those dots, please. Next, healthy 17-year-old Utah high school athlete develops 3 blood clots in his brain immediately after taking the COVID vaccine. Next, Klaus Schwab calls for global health pass based on implantable microchip. They have the nanotechnology, folks. They have the ability to track you, to trace you, to kill you, to destroy your immune system, to destroy your antibodies. And why is Chelsea Clinton, is this not obvious, Vince? How can she be calling for a global crackdown on anti-vaccine social media posts when these people are true experts, experts that choose not to be bought and paid for, experts that give the math, experts that give this true science? And you have Chelsea Clinton, who's a nobody, who's actually a gazillionaire because of who her parents are, and she's calling for a global crackdown on anti-vaxxers? Think about it.
Chelsea Clinton isn't famous because of who her parents are. She's famous because of who she claims her parents are.
That's true. That's true. Absolutely. Yeah, and I want to mention one last thing. I know we're down to seconds here. There was a pastor, I don't know if you saw this, Vince, in Calgary, Alberta. His name is Artur, and that's A-R-T-U-R, Pulowski. He's an immigrant from Poland, and he's seen, everything that's happening right now regarding the communist takeover of Eastern Europe. And he's kind of a hero, and he is a hero in Canada, especially Alberta. Well, basically, the law enforcement in the middle of the highway, I saw it on Deerfoot, which I've been on many times and probably will never go there again because it'll never be open. They literally tackled him down to the ground on the pavement like a terrorist and arrested this man. And he's got a website, or there is a website titled SaveArthur.com. Save A-R-T-U-R. SaveArthur.com. And you can help bail him out of jail. And this is what we have in the West now, folks. Vince, again, thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights. And we all have to speak up, folks.
Yeah, I've just been typing up an email to Ron Gibson. And it says, Ron, this violates YouTube policy. And that is the description of this broadcast with Rich Heben. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem violating YouTube policy. So we're just going to tell you the truth, class. Rich?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.